ladies, welcome back to another episode of the Women's Trans Society show. I'm Dragana, the founder and boss lady behind Women's Trans Society, and I'm here to help you look toned, be healthier, and boost your body confidence big time. Today we have a timely topic because this is exactly the moment when the motivation that comes with New Year resolutions starts to fade away, but it is also the time when women start to think about the shape they want to have for their next beach holiday. So we are going to talk about fat loss today and really the one thing that is needed to successfully lose body fat and keep it off. At least that's been an absolute game changer for me, but also for my clients. And that one thing is having a clear roadmap for your journey. Inside Women's Trans Society, we call it the transformation roadmap. And the reason why it is so freaking helpful is that without a clear direction, it is really possible to give 100% effort and be super disciplined, yet not achieve the goals we want to achieve. To illustrate that, I will share a bit of my story and how having a clear direction with deadlines made a world of a difference for my own personal body transformation. So, back in 2017, 2018, I was training in a gym where we had group classes. Nutrition was not part of the program, so I had to figure things out on my own, and the only thing I knew were diets. I really wanted to lean out my legs, and even though I wasn't overweight, I still wanted to lose around 5 to 6 kilo. I wanted to drop below the benchmark of 60 kilo because this is what I thought was needed for me to transform the way I looked. But what happened is I did a diet. I lost some weight. But then as soon as the diet was finished, I went back to what I was doing before the diet. And since the transformation I was looking for did not happen with this one particular diet, I started looking for the next diet to try out. And my journey was basically jumping from one diet to the next. I always tried new things out, cutting out food, entire food groups, using meal replacement powders, etc. So then at some point, low carb, high fat and keto were all the rage. And it was recommended to me by the coach of the gym I was working at to cut out carbs. So I cut out the carbs. The only carbs I ate were vegetables, sometimes fruits, but things like bread, pasta, rice, and potatoes were out of the window. And when I went out, like having dinner with friends, I never ever touched the rice or the bread because, well, carbs make you fat, right? But things like sauce or the cheese or the dark chocolate, well, fat is good, they said. It will teach your body how to burn fat, they said. So I did definitely not skip on those. What happened after a month of cutting out carbs and peeing on a small stripe to see that I was indeed in ketosis is that I gained weight. It really pissed me off. I was super frustrated and also kind of angry because I was doing what I was supposed to do to help me transform my body. I was in ketosis and I was cutting the fattening carbs, but still I gained weight. This was really a turning point for me. This is where I started to question whether those diets were really the way to go to transform my body or if I was broken or whatever was wrong with me. But it made me also very eager and determined to find a solution because I was convinced that that there was something out there for me that would help me transform my body for good. I just saw nothing that proved me otherwise, so I started to educate myself on how my body works, but also I started to observe and study people who had the body I wanted to have. What were they doing differently than I was? What were their habits? What were they eating and training? How were they eating and training? How were they able to reduce body fat almost at will? And the first thing I learned was that they were definitely not doing a keto diet. In fact, those ladies that I admired for their body were eating plenty of carbs. But the most important piece of the puzzle, the one thing that became very obvious, was they all seemed to organize and structure their journey. And using a special trendy fancy diet was not part of their plan. Hello, Transformation Roadmap. So let me tell you what it is and why it's such a game changer. So basically, it's like the GPS of your journey. This is what is going to guide you towards your new you, your body. And it will help you to intentionally change how you look. The problem with all the diets that you know is that they only focus on the losing weight part, which is obviously needed when you want to lose weight and reduce body fat, but your goal is not to lose it and then gain it back. It's never the goal. But a diet never tells you how to maintain that new weight once you have lost it. It doesn't teach you how to develop new eating habits or how to transition back out of the diet. And most of the time, it doesn't take into account everything that happens in your life. So it never teaches you how to integrate or navigate different situations like a holiday, a weekend trip with your besties or family events. When I was doing keto, the only option I had was just don't eat the carbs. Date night, don't eat the carbs. Lunch with the colleagues, don't eat the carbs. My mom's birthday, don't eat the carbs, and so forth and so on. When you have a roadmap, though, the first thing it does is makes you play a whole different game, girl. You don't follow a diet anymore. Instead, you have a roadmap that guides you and that you can adjust as you progress. This is the first step to breaking free from fad diets. This enables you to integrate life events more easily, plan them out, and be intentional with them. It also enables you to set the right expectations for the different phases and have clear deadlines for each phase of your body transformation journey. This had the biggest impact on my journey because it really helped me be super consistent for each phase, as I knew 3 weeks are done, 9 more to go, or however long I had to go in this particular phase I was currently in. But it also helped me filter out the things that were not aligned what I wanted to achieve and stay super focused on my goals. What's more, it made it easier to identify what was super important to me, like the non-negotiable that I wasn't willing to sacrifice on my way to reach my goal. So overall, it brought a lot of clarity, and with this clarity came a very refreshing peace of mind. By the way, if you want to learn more about this, I have a free workbook called Tone Body Blueprint for you that you can download with the link in the description below. So having a clear roadmap is a radically different experience than cutting out carbs until God knows what happens and then eating carbs again and being back at square one, of course, or worse, having to lose more weight than before the diet. On a side note here, I'm not saying that you should stuff yourself with carbs and that fats are bad or anything like that. I'm just saying that using a clear roadmap helps you, lets you play a different game than demonizing and cutting out food groups to reach your goals. This makes the journey way more empowering, and this makes a big difference for my clients. So let me give you a few quick examples to really give you an idea of what is possible when you use a transformation roadmap. So the roadmap helped one of my clients lose 10 kilo in 6 months postpartum without getting freaked out by the weight fluctuation, because she was seeing the big picture, the overview of her weight progressing in the right direction. The roadmap helped one other client to lose 12 kilo in 5 months while celebrating her own birthday, going to a wedding, working 50 plus hours per week, and traveling for her job. She was able to work around these events. The roadmap helped another client to lose 9 kilo in 5 months and maintain her new weight for over 2 months now. The roadmap helped yet another client prep for her first photo shoot, losing 11 kilo and getting the leanest she's ever been in her life because she was able to be super, super hyper focused on this deadline and like her first photo shoot, getting the most out of her fellows face. Okay, I could go on and on giving you examples from my amazing clients, but you get the idea that having a roadmap for your journey is crucial to structure the different phases and intentionally decide what will happen in each phase respectively. When you start doing this, it changes how you approach your fat loss journey and empowers you instead of making you dependent on a rigidly restrictive diet that doesn't give you room to grow. This is definitely not what we want to successfully lose fat and keep it off. And if you want to keep learning new things about how to do this, make sure to subscribe to the podcast and connect with me on Instagram. Oh, and we also have a private Facebook group now called Building Your Toned Body. Would love to see you there. I'll add the link in the description. I'm dropping weekly videos and step-by-steps to help you create your toned dream body. See you inside. Until next time. Bye-bye.